Now, you had the wheel, the hub of the wagon, fit, and the spokes went out of it, right?
Yeah.
And the spokes ran into the wood.
The wood rim, yeah. They had a wood rim, and then they had what we call a tie on the outside.
Huh.
And I helped put up many wheels. In other words, used to put up that wheel and make it big enough so you heat that tire. You make a fire with wood.
Yes, sir.
And you put that iron tire down, and you make a fire all around with wood. And whenever it get cherry red, you take it and you put it over the wheel, and now you pour water on it right away, you see. And that when it would shrink, well, it'll tighten all that wheel and give it the right cavity that it's supposed to have, you know. So it don't be straight, so it's got a...
Oh, and just the iron just...
Shrink down when you put water on it. You see, it stretches out when you heat it. And when you pour water in it, when it shrinks back and tighten all that wood together.
Uh-huh. And well, sometimes when you wouldn't have rain for a while, the wood would...
Well, it would...
tires start rattling.
No, if it's tight enough, it wouldn't hardly rattle. You know, if that wheel was built right.
Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't build a wheel unless they built it with good dry lumber. They used to build it with good dry lumber. And when you put that tire on, I tell you, the way you used to squeeze that thing in, it wouldn't rattle.
Yeah.
After the wheel get old a little bit, it would rattle, you know, after you use it long enough, it would. Anything wears out, yeah.
When it started squeaking, you had to put...
You had to be looking at it was going to mash down pretty quick, you know, then the things with them spokes start moving, you see, when it starts squeaking.
Uh-huh. It does? What'd you have to do with it?
Tear down and rebuild it, get some new spoke and a new rim.
I was talking about the hub, when the hub started squeaking.
Well, the hub used to last a long time. They used to use the same hub over and over and over. The wood that they made the hub out of, it never used to wear out. It always used to... I don't know what kind. It must have been hickory wood or something like that, something that didn't give, you know, that was strong enough not to give. What used to make it squeak like that, it was the spoke that used to move in it. The hub stayed the same size all the time.
Yeah.
But I helped build plenty of wheel time.
Yeah. What'd you lubricate the axle with?
Well, they had a black grease we used to call axle grease, that's what we used to call it.
And whenever you need that, you just took the... The bolt would screw out...
Yeah,
opposite of the way...
A wagon didn't have a bolt, had a pin.
Pin.
You know, I mean, the carts and all that they use in the sugar cane. But the regular wagon had a screw that used to screw the opposite way that the wheel turned, you know.
And you just
when the wheel turned, it would tighten, you know, it tightened. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, the wheel on the left side, the screw used to tighten the same way like the... had a left-hand tread, and the one on the right side had a right-hand tread.
And you just took that out and...
And take the wheel out and put the grease on the axle and then put the wheel back on.
And grease? You just took it out and...
Put grease on the axle, you see, and then put it, slip it back on.
Did you end up getting your hands all?
Oh, Lord, yeah. Get your hand all greased, Lord, yeah.
When you grease them?
When you grease them, wax, Lord,
yeah. But, now, the thing that the traces came back to, in order to hitch on to, was
what we used to call a single tree.
And then on a wagon that had two mules,
you had a double tree and a single tree, you see?